Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Live from the Metropolis Performing Arts Center in Arlington Heights, it's the Hometown Voices Tour with Spike Odell. Today we say goodbye to Spike Odell.
This is my last goodbye.
Now, here's Spike Odell on the Voice of Chicago, News Talk 720 WGN.
This is my last goodbye.
Thank you. Welcome. We're at the Metropolis Center for the Performing Arts in Arlington Heights. My final broadcast, and who let these people in? Do they have a wristband right here? To my right and your left, if you're listening on the radio, some people that I've had a chance to share the microphone with for a good part of these 22 years, and a lot of fun, a lot of good memories, and most of all, good friends that we'll have. The old goat with the Al-Qaeda cap on in the front, Roger Treemstra, right there.
Who?
Where are these freaking weather voices coming from? I mean, they don't have a clue what they're talking about.
I knew this would come up. We'll get back to that in a second. The lovely lady on Lyle Dean's lap is Annie Maxfield right there. Hey.
Good morning, everybody. Great to see you.
And the man enjoying her sitting on his lap is Lyle Dean right
Never
there.
Never been yeah. happier.
Your wife is in the audience.
The man in the Cook County Sheriff's Department outfit right there, you know him. You always heard him like this. High above Arlington. He was in a helicopter for all those years. Little Mikey Mathis right there.
Thank you very much. I just came because I heard there was a morning seat for sale, and I didn't want to miss the pinch.
A morning seat for sale, yeah. It's on eBay. That was a good one, Mikey. And the guy that I had a chance to share the newsroom with and the microphone with, he was my anchor for years and years, Tom Peterson right there.
Spike, the only reason I showed up is I'm retired, so I came for the free coffee and donuts.
Well, I'll meet you.
You got to grab a meal wherever you can, you
know? Going to Denny's right after this, yeah. I'm going to start with you, Tommy, and we'll come back here if we have to break or whatever, but any particular one moment stand out from all these years? I mean, you can pick.
Yeah, the day I left.
That's the same for the rest of us.
You know, we had so many good times together, really. I was thinking about it driving over here, and I was thinking about how much I don't like getting up in the morning. I had to get up at 5, which was awful, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But we really did. We had great times, both in the afternoon when we had Link Hampton with Lincoln and the Law. And
where is
remember
that? Yeah. He may be showing up sooner or later. I don't know
and
where he is.
And also, now
you know. Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, tell them about the woodpecker.
Well, the woodpecker's tongue is long enough to wrap around its face 7 times.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
And now
you know.
Very good.
Thank you.
No, we really did. We had great times together. Yeah. But we also, you know, you did such a great job stepping in one of the darkest moments of the station, too,
yeah,
which
you.
I will never forget.
Yeah.
You did a terrific job.
Yeah. Sad moment. Don't remember much about it, but thank you. Mike Mathis. Any particular one moment stick out from all of our times together?
You know, you really, I cannot pick one because whether it be in the morning or in the afternoon, the thing that I enjoyed the most about it is that I knew when I was going to work in the morning, I was going to have fun. That was the important thing. I knew for certain that nothing, you know, we all miss Bob so terribly it isn't funny, but I knew that we were going to laugh again. And that was what our shows, yeah. morning, afternoon, yeah. didn't matter, were all predicated on the fact that we were going to have fun. Because if we had fun, we were hoping and planning that
sure.
y'all, everyone else, would have fun as well.
And
I think that happened.
Yeah. Thank you. Roger, I don't know. We got too many moments, but
Let's skip right past the World Series, Roger.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Okay, Roger, a favorite moment? I've got 6 or 7 I could tell you, but
the favorite moment was every day when I could serve America.
Oh, geez.
that was the great joy that I could yeah. use my scientific expertise.
That's why I
to tell people
time.
What was going to happen
right
in their
here.
Life.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The second best time was when I got that paycheck for not doing a freaking thing.
That started on the day you started work.
I know, but I'm a poor man, and I needed all the help I could get.
You know, if the big three need a bailout, they could call you up, my friend. You got every dime you made right there, yeah.
No, it was it just was a lot of fun. I had a lot of good times, worked with some great people, Wally, Bob, you.
Yeah.
You know what? You've put on a little weight.
Where?
And, Spike, I've lost 20 pounds.
What, did you get a haircut or what?
No, I almost died about 3 weeks ago.
I will tell you, Roger has had a couple of pretty interesting surgeries recently, and you almost punched the clock out there for a minute, didn't you there?
And you know what? I own Bandera Restaurant right now.
We had lunch the other day.
Yeah. Tell him what happened.
Dropped a whole, in my glass. Groin. Yeah, he's had a lot of surgery in his groin region.
Yeah.
And the guy dropped a whole.
But I'm still a man. I want you to know that.
The waiter dropped a whole glass of iced tea right in the Von Ortner's, man. Right in the Von Ortner's.
And nothing happened.
Yeah. And everything was cold and getting stiff, so I thought I'd better get out of there.
I told you we'd get that panic button going. Lyle Dean, one of the great voices of radio and news, and a good buddy.
Great to be here, Spike.
Any particular things stand out?
Actually, I had a speech written.
You did?
And the lieutenant governor gave it.
Well,
all the things he said are absolutely true about you.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Enjoy sleeping in.
Thank you very much. And you know what? The house that we have down in Tennessee backs right up to Old Hickory Lake. I can walk out the back door to Old Hickory Lake.
You need a boat.
That's what I'm saying. I need a boat. I need the yacht Spike Odell. So I'm going to be calling you for some help on that and getting one. So
I'll swab the decks for you.
We'll run into you. Thank you. Annie Maxfield, who we had some good times on the air together.
One of my favorite moments.
Yeah.
Speaking of the yacht, Lyle Dean, we were on it.
Yeah.
Lyle used to host us very generously.
Every year,
a crew of 30 or 40, you know, on deck, and we were there.
Hey, easy.
We were on, what's the front of the boat called, the bow?
That's the aircraft carrier part of it.
Whatever. Yeah. We were out there, and you had one of the very first digital cameras ever made.
Yeah.
Okay, thousands of dollars, this camera.
I remember this.
And you were going to give me the camera to take a picture of you, and Roger was in the middle. And you reached around Roger to give me the camera, and Roger slipped, and we both tried to catch Roger, and we both watched as the camera went sailing over the side of the yacht into Lake Michigan.
And it was like slow motion. Oh!
No!
No, that wasn't the word, I don't think.
But I have to say, you know, there is no one favorite memory. When I left my house every day to go to work, be it when I worked with Bob, and I was so honored to do so, and when I worked with you and everyone else, it was like going from my house, my family, to my other house and my other family.
There was
absolutely no difference between the two. And I owe so much of that to you. And I will miss you so much. It feels like the end of an era.
Well, thank you, guys. I mean, I know this is only just a few short minutes of after 22 years almost, but we wanted to get you out of here and let everybody take a look at you and get a couple of words before we take off. And I love each and every one of you guys. And good friends, again, first and foremost, besides what we did professionally on the air. I love you. I'll miss you, but I will text you.
We're counting on it.
Give it up for everybody, you guys.
Thanks,
Thank
Bob.
You so much. Welcome back to the Metropolis Center for the Performing Arts here on this final broadcast for yours truly. There's a couple of articles in the paper today about the fact that we're going to be out here and we're going to be doing the last broadcast. This was in the paper this morning from Phil Rosenthal at the Trib. He says, he goes on and tells where we're at, and he says, as part of Odell's finale, Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn, the state's highest ranking official, not in trouble with the Fed, is scheduled to present the anti-shock jock a proclamation declaring it Spike Odell Day in Illinois. And then he says, his last line is, he says, you know, a thing like that is bleeping golden. that's good. And thank you, Phil. That's very good. That's very good. Hey, Link was a little late, so we asked him to join the great 88, Glenn Kozlowski, to dissect this Bears game last night. And I said to Link, Link says, what do you want me to do? I said, you and Koz are going to talk about the Bears last night. He says, I didn't see very much of it. I said, it doesn't make any difference.
And I said, either did I, so who cares?
I said,
What's new? I mean, get thrown in positions all the time.
You didn't see much of the traffic when we were working together here, did you?
Yeah. I just want to...
I got to tell you something. On the way out here, I was listening to the show a little bit. And
why?
Well, I don't know, actually. I couldn't get to the other station, to be honest with you. But I'm listening in, and when the lieutenant governor was here and he gave you that award and everything, I got all choked up, I got to tell you.
Good. Thank you.
I'm just kidding.
I know you are. Yeah, yeah.
So you know.
I was a little confused because I really didn't get misty.
No, either. I didn't think so.
I was going to get a little misty-eyed because you got misty-eyed. I didn't think you got misty-eyed. Never seen that happen. So, Link, what'd you think of the big game last night?
Well, Spike, I think...
That's enough. Glenn, what do you think?
By the way, I figured out your success. You just surrounded yourself with a bunch of White Sox fans, which obviously makes them have lower IQ. So, therefore... That's right, Link. Lower IQ. Right. Well, Roger, that didn't even count. They came and actually put him in a straitjacket.
He's off for his medication.
It was,
right there.
By the way, great game. A 3-point difference in the game. Bears looked good early, then they gave it up late, and then they got it back earlier in the overtime again. And really, Kyle Orton, it was like for a little while, I actually wanted to run on the field because I was there last night, and I wanted to jump him to make sure it wasn't Rex Grossman. Because I thought I really thought at one point Grossman jumped him at halftime and took his uniform and went out on the field the way it looked.
But he did come back and engineer it, right?
Yeah, he looked great at the end. He won the game for him. Although I was a little scared with 7 seconds left when he went for it. And, you know, really on that play, you step back, you throw it into the end zone, and then you kick the field goal if it's not completed. He decided to scramble. If he takes one more step, they don't finish the game. I mean, the game's over.
Well, here's the other thing. Chris Collinsworth said on television that if they had just let Orton go a few more yards and then tackled him because he wasn't going to score, that they would have won the game right there.
Yeah,
but, what he did, though, Kaz, and I think one of the real keys last night was Devin Hester, who was obviously offensively, not based on what he did on punt returns, but being able to draw those two huge pass interference calls, the second one that set up the winning field goal. And, I mean, there's a weapon for you.
Yeah, it is. He should have caught the ball. That would be the one thing I'd say. And I know Link felt the same way
the
about
guy had
it, too.
His, had his arm wrapped around
what
his
What are we talking about here? I have no idea. What are you guys talking about?
Now, my mom, when she was teaching me to play football, if I got one finger on it and catch it, she would give me a licking when I got home. Yeah. So you better catch the ball.
Link, you were a former tight end, weren't you? For
I was
Illinois?
Split in, actually. Yeah.
You were split in for Illinois? So give us a pose.
We're both split ends, and we both look like split ends.
And I got split pants right here. So, yeah. Give us a pose of how you would catch that football, Link.
It would be more like...
There you go, yeah, like that.
I probably wouldn't have caught it, though.
And it'd be bouncing up in the air.
So the Bears are still hanging in there, then.
Yeah, they've got another shot. They got Green Bay, which I always enjoy beating the Green Bay Packers, or when the Packers lose. I mean, those are the two.
Yeah.
In fact, I had a triple crown last week, and the Bears won, and the Packers lost, and the Packers lost. So that makes it a triple crown.
What was your most memorable game out there playing the Packers?
I don't know. I've had so many concussions, I can't remember what I... Did I see the game last night? I don't remember anymore.
Link, any other things, any analysis from the game last night?
Well, Spike, no, I really don't have anything else to say.
Thank you.
No, I'm done. I've said enough.
Remember last year a couple times we couldn't find Hampton?
I know.
And we got Hampton.
Look it, we have Hampton and Kaz again.
I have experience with this, just so you know, about being a football analyst. Yeah. I've done this before.
Yeah. So, you have?
Yeah.
With us.
With us. Yeah, you did.
I stood in for Dan Hampton a number of times.
Hey, I know you were late in showing up. How are you doing now? I mean, you retired a long time ago. Any advice for me to retire?
Enjoy it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I tell you, I enjoy it.
Yeah?
I don't do anything.
I see that. I see that little scruffy beard you got going there.
I also said I'm not going to shave or get a haircut again, ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I had to do that all the time.
And you like to eat, too, I could see as well.
You think?
So, yeah, you look good, though. I mean, I understand that because I like to eat.
I've already learned how to eat.
Spike likes to eat also.
I've already learned that. Hey, before we sign off, Kaz, over all the years, we've worked together many, many years. And one of my most memorable moments with you is when I was having a water drinking contest with Dave Kaplan and Annie. We were going to drink water and see who could hold it the longest. And we had to drink 8 ounces every half hour.
Right.
And it was the afternoon show. We started at 3 in the morning. By 7 o'clock, I think everybody else had bailed out. And I still had not gone to the bathroom. And you guys were coming in to replace me for Sports Central at 7 o'clock. This is when I weighed about 40 pounds lighter. I'm going out the door because I got to go. Man, I got to go. I really got to go. I'm going to the men's room. He stops me, picks me upside down, and shakes me. shakes me. And I soiled myself right there. Yeah, I did.
And it was like the old salt shaker. Until you went, I wasn't going to let you lose. I told you that.
One of my
and you said I might as well go.
You are a good man. You were a heck of a football player. You're now part of the family with us here at GN. And for all the years and the good times, thank you. And Link, I love you like a brother. You know that.
And Spike, sure.
Now go out and bust somebody. Yeah.
I just got to tell you, when I was a little boy, I used to listen to you do Happy News. In Davenport, Iowa.
I know.
And that is the truth.
I know.
I used to listen to Spike's morning show in Davenport when I was a really little boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to call in and request Bobby Sherman songs
yes,
all the time.
Yes, I did. How do you know it was me?
I can hear your voice.